with your bright yellow gun. You own the sun, and I think I need a little poison to keep me tame, keep me awake. I have nothing to offer but confusion and a circus.
Fighting your sinking love really truly ain't a walk of shame, but a summer of love. And finally life, 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 as it should have been. Should be a finally life as it should have been, a finally life as it should be. I owe you a book. Truly ain't a
This is Summer of Love from Throwing Muses' latest album, released in March this year, Moonlight Concessions, and we're joined on the line by Kristen Hirsch on a very sunny Californian morning. How are you, Kristen?
I'm good. Oh. I'm sorry. It's a very sunny.
I know.
Don't be. Tell us of everything about your country.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, it's been almost 3 decades since you've been in Auckland. Are you excited to come back?
I am. I'm there all the time, but I haven't brought through the muses in a while.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. It must be good to be coming back as Throwing Muses, which I believe, you know, in particularly our radio station, we've really enjoyed your work as Throwing Muses.
Thank you so much. A long time now. I think I started playing guitar 50 years ago.
That's crazy.
And I started playing music a few years later. We were truly children.
Yeah.
When we started playing out, they let us play in rock clubs because they said, girls don't start. I'm thinking, are you sure? But they let us work, and then, you know, a few years later, we started making records. So it's, I don't know what the opposite of a truncated career is, but somebody should probably make us stop soon.
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, having formed in 1983, how does it feel to have a band in your life for that long?
These are my dearest friends and family, and everyone who's ever been in the band has been an honor to live in a band with.
I'm sorry, Kirsten, you're breaking up just a little bit.
I'm sorry?
You're breaking up just a little bit.
Oh, I'm just turning around. Any better?
Oh, that's a lot better. It's nice to hear your voice. So would you like to just repeat that about your experience of being a part of Throwing Muses since 1983?
Yeah, I think that if someone has a good sense of humor, they have a good sense of music. It means being self-aware without being self-absorbed. It means knowing the gravity here and being able to laugh at the ludicrous. That's what music sounds like, and that's what humanity is.
It totally is. It really is. And I think you can hear that in yourselves as a band, how you've grown over all of your releases leading up to Moonlight Concession. You must
thank
just
you
be-
for saying so. We were told.
Oh, wow. No, you've broken up a little bit. Oh, this is the part.
I'm so sorry, that sounds really weird.
International connection, right? Oh, but no, it is really beautiful to hear you grow as a band. And so you released Moonlight Concessions in March. Is your set list for Auckland going to be a mix of the classics and a little bit of the new ones?
It is. I think we play something from every record, and that's a lot of records.
That's a heck of a lot of records.
We play what feels like it's, which sounds very groovy, but it's just, this is a show that has a lot of sweat equity in it, but it also is really fun. I'm watching, it's like we played New York a week or two ago, and New Yorkers are not known for their fun attitude, right? But there is just a sea of smiles. As far as I can see, we're smiling, happy people. And I'm not used to throwing music having that effect, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, there's some pretty heavy songs in your repertoire, but there is something so joyful about, I don't know, just you as a part of Throwing Muses.
Thank you. I certainly feel like this is a celebratory endeavor. And all that. I can now look back and hear what they were saying. I was yelling, but I like yelling. It was happy. And it's even happier now. Yeah. It's a very nostalgic record for me because these songs sound like songs that didn't make it onto our first record when we were teenagers because our British label didn't like fun. They wanted me to sound crazy. They wanted it to sound arty. And we can do that balanced with very American goofiness. And an acoustic staccato that sort of belies the drama. And this record sounds like this. When I was writing songs in New Orleans, I called my bandmate and said, what the hell? And they just said, well, these guys have been waiting very patiently all these years. Now you sound like you were 14.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it must be really artistically, like, freeing for you to finally release this side of your music.
Exactly. I thought, I'm ready to have fun. Because as soon as you enter the industry, you realize this is a bought and paid for industry. Like all of them. It's about marketing. That's going to cartoonize human beings, particularly male ones, gonna throw that out there. And music lost in the process because when vanity enters, soul leaves, and vice versa. So now I don't care.
I love that.
I'm having fun in the soul realm with my friends, and I'm gonna be outside of this industry where music actually lives. And honestly, with all the drama that is played in this sound, it's a human and positive effect that it has. I suppose that the transmutation is, right? And I should have known it all along.
Yeah, totally, totally. Oh, we're so excited to come and see you play on the 10th of December at Double Whammy. And I don't know, just what a band. You should be so proud of the legacy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All selfish on our part.
Oh, well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, Kristen, and have a beautiful day out there.
Oh, I love Oh, you too. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'll see you there. All right. Bye.
Bye.
warmer. You're getting warmer and warmer. Slipping into something more comforting. It's so cold, the honey doesn't flow. Do you take your coffee like I take my tea? Another mistake, my brother. It's so.